Journal entry 110. Elise is asleep. I've been sitting at my desk for more than an hour thinking about Tony and Scat. I'm not sure when I jumped over the line from being a child to thinking I was grown. If my parents were still alive, I would still be considered a child. I would be expected to live by and follow their rules. But my parents aren't alive, and I set my own rules. I live my life the way I want. Victor wants to live by his own rules. He wants to live his life the way he wants to. Tony believes that he has the responsibility to make sure that Victor grows up to lead a happy, healthy life. Victor is still a little boy. He still hasn't reached his teenage years. Tony has established a set of rules for Victor to follow. Until recently, Victor hasn't had much of a problem following those rules. Victor has become extremely defiant. Tony has his hands full. I am not certain if Tony is going to be able to control Victor for much longer. And technically, there is nothing forcing Victor to follow Tony's rules. There is no family connection, not a real one. Victor snuck out of the basement and went to the Black Cobras. Tony caught up with him before he actually had the opportunity to enter the Black Cobra tribe building. Luckily, the line to get in was extremely long. Tony dragged Victor back to Bear Country, kicking and screaming. It was not a pretty sight. I haven't been to the basement, but I have a feeling Victor is probably tied to a chair or some other stable object. Maddie.